This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by AGI SureTrack. We've been hearing more and more about the increasing congestion at U.S. ports. Dozens of container ships are waiting offshore to unload. Trains and trucks are waiting to unload the ships. It's a bottleneck of epic proportions. Hurricane Ida did nothing to help the situation when we temporarily lost Gulfport shipping and products had to be rerouted elsewhere. Now, after weeks of questioning, the Biden administration is looking at plans to fix the problem, and the USDA is also going to get involved. President Biden announced that the Port of Los Angeles would start operating 24/7 to help alleviate the number of ships from China that are waiting to offload. This is the main logjam that's hampering our shipment of farm goods. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack recently announced that the USDA is using the powers it possesses to try and leverage more movement at the ports.
We have been in contact with the Maritime Commission. As you know, it's an independent federal regulatory agency, so there's limited capacity that we have to basically force them to do things, but we've strongly encouraged them to do what they can to break up the congestion, to deal with the issue of empty containers.
Another alarming fact is how many of these container ships are heading back to China empty. The American Farm Bureau says that these could be filled with agricultural goods and products that need to make the trip back overseas. Secretary Vilsack says they are working to fix that issue as well.
Most recently, we identified money within CCC to be able to be used as we determine what we can do, whether it's pallets, whether it's workers, whether it's incentives for empty containers to be filled with agricultural products, resources that can potentially be used to provide some help and assistance. That's our intent. About $500 million is available now.
Further inland, the shipping woes continue through the overland routes along roads and rails. Trucker and warehouse worker shortages are slowing down shipping for the Midwestern states as well. Ag groups have called on President Biden to fix the supply chain dysfunction and investigate the shipping companies. However, these companies are blasting back, saying they're doing the best they can under trying circumstances. No matter what the cause of the problem is, the fact of the matter remains that we have a lot of shipping that needs to be moved. For this story and more, log on to iowaagnet.com. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from our friends from Pioneer.
Your operation is teeming with data points. Managing that information can be difficult. There's one agriculture platform that converts data points into profit. A subscription to AGI SureTrack gives your data a place to connect. Whether it's in-bin grain conditioning, production costs, or fleet performance, deploying an easy-to-use platform moves your operation forward. See what the future of ag looks like with AGI SureTrack. Visit AGISureTrack.com to get started.
We're visiting again with Pioneer agronomist Jason Keenest. And Jason, we talked about soybean diseases earlier this week. How do farmers better manage them in 2022?
For the most part, guys will rotate to corn, but the following year with our corn-soybean rotation, after that corn crop, these diseases can persist within our soil. So it's very important that we document if we have sudden death syndrome or a white mold pocket within that field, because we need to look at some different management practices, maybe look at some different genetics to try to tackle that acre in the future. Throughout our genetic testing, we have a greenhouse that we are able to kind of create an environment for certain diseases. And so that's how we're testing each new class of soybeans that come out. On both the A series and the T series side, these products have gone through extensive testing to manage that acre and look for a higher score when tackling those specific diseases.
For more information, visit with your local Pioneer retailer.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.